JKT Mobile.
JKT, KD2, BNG, how you doing?
Name here is Eric. Just get out of work and headed up 85. How you doing today?
Eric, my name's Glenn. I don't know if I've heard your call sign or not. Yeah, I'm just heading home from Harbor Freight. That's one of those places you walk into thinking you don't need anything, but you always find something. You know, cheap tools, cheap quality, whatever, but they're useful.
A cheaper version of Costco.
The Costco of tools, or, you know, whatever. But, yeah, I was having that discussion earlier with, I forget who it was, but, you know, everyone complains about quality of manufactured goods. You know, why are we importing all this crappy junk from China when we, why don't we buy American? And, you know, the answer to that is, I guess, because you really don't want to. You can have quality or price. You generally can't have both.
We're a power tool company, and we do pretty well, even though we're Asia manufacturing.
What power tool company is that? I didn't think there were that many left.
I work for the company that makes Ryobi, Rigid, Milwaukee, and Hart power tools.
So they're all brands that were bought out by this one company? Because Milwaukee, who did you say, Rigid and Ryobi? I mean, I don't know. The power tool market recently. You know, they're all good names. They're generally second-tier brands, a lot of them. But, you know, that's perfectly fine. They're mostly pretty good.
Yeah, we have the different brands. Yeah, the name of the company is TTI. But, yeah, we have the different brands and different tiers because, you know, people have different applications, right? So, you know, if you're just like a home user, DIYer, you know, you don't want to spend $300 on a drill because you're not going to be using it all the time. But say you're a contractor or something, sure, you want the Milwaukee drill because it might be $300, but it's nice. So, you know, price and quality and use case, it all goes into it.
For the typical do-it-yourself person, you know, whatever you hammer or wrench or spanner or whatever you get at Harbor Freight is probably fine. If you're looking for, if you use tools for a living, you know, that's when you want your Craftsman. Or realistically, Snap-on or Mac or one of those brand names costs five times as much, but it's a tool you're going to use more in a week than the average do-it-yourself person is going to use in a year. That's what Harbor Freight is good for, those tools that I'll probably need one time and probably never really use again.
Sort of the, oh, I need a cheap thing to do this thing once or twice, and then I'll just stick it in a drawer and forget about it.
I needed to measure some distances in the backyard a while back. I needed a measuring wheel. So when am I ever going to use that again? So Harbor Freight had one for $15. You know, that was the fancy one with the digital readout that switches between inches, feet and inches and centimeters or whatever. Or for $8, they had the basic one. Yeah, I think I'll get the slightly better one. But that's one of those tools that goes in there with your basin wrench or your little special wrench to take out the water heater element. Well, you know, when your water heater blows the heating element, it's one of those tools.
You need it once or twice, and that's it. But, hey, I'm curious, where did you get your two call from?
Long Island. I lived on, I lived near the five towns from about 2004 to 2012, not far from the airport, JFK Airport.
Yeah, so you probably knew where I grew up, up in New Paltz, about an hour and a half north of the city.
Okay, yeah, go any further, you're in Canada. Or no, I'm thinking of New Paltz. Let me think. I'm trying to get a map of New York in my head. Pretty far upstate, though, wasn't it?
Plattsburgh, but no, New Paltz is about 75 miles north of Manhattan.
Exactly who I'm thinking of is Plattsburgh. Yeah, I knew someone who had like 16 acres up there that, okay, yeah, now, you know, it's been a while. I haven't lived up in that area since, what did I say, 2012? You know, so it's funny, you leave an area, even for a brief period, your map gets kind of scrambled. Plus, at my age, things get scrambled anyway. Yeah, okay, I know where that is.
Yeah, I actually hear a lot of two calls on here from various places, but yeah, lots of people from, you know, like the island or, you know, Manhattan, something like that, you know, downstate somewhere. But yeah, that's cool. So yeah, I left New York a long, long time ago. I haven't lived there since like the early 90s. But I kept my two call when I moved down here. I just didn't want to let it go. And, you know, even though I got a vanity call, I kept the number two.
Regulation might have once been that, you know, you're obliged to change it once you change your residency. I don't think the FCC really cares anymore. But yeah, that's where it came from. Where I took the exam was, I think, I forget where it was. Was it in the basement of some firehouse somewhere that looked like it was, you know, it still had the old civil defense signs, the emergency operations center of some firehouse. I think I had to drive almost to Suffolk County. I'm trying to remember where I was, but yeah, that's where I took the exam for the for this.
I took my exam in my 7th grade math classroom. It was my 7th grade math teacher who had a ham radio in the back of his classroom, and I got curious about it. And the rest is history. Now I've been a ham for like 35 years, so hey, I like it.
Well, at least they got rid of, or maybe it's a good thing, I don't know if it's a good or thing, bad thing, they got rid of the Morse code requirement. And, you know, I try sometimes, but I hear beep, 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 and it all kind of runs together in my head. I should probably, I really should make an effort to learn.
Indifferent towards Morse code. You know, I learned it for my license, and, you know, I took my extra and passed the 20 word per minute test. But, you know, if you don't want to learn Morse code, that's fine. You know, I have no problem with people who just aren't interested in it. You know, it's kind of an antiquated mode. A lot of people still use it. But there are so many other things to do in ham radio that, you know, I don't think it really necessarily needs to be a requirement.
For a lot of other things. I can send Morse code basically with no equipment, by turning a light on and off, or banging a wrench against a pipe. You know, it decodes very easily by manual or automated means, and it's sent very easily by manual or automated means. I'm sure you've heard automated Morse code going at like, 200 or 300 words a minute. You know, you can't even hear individual dots and dashes, but it's still a very, very useful, well, a binary code, I guess, is what it is.
I have heard some of the automated CWQSOs going on, and they can get pretty fast, but, you know, and you're right, you know, you can do Morse code with less equipment. But yeah, I mean, you know, I have fun with a lot of other things, so I haven't done CW/Morse code in a long time. I do a lot with other things, so you know, to each their own. You know, I mean, ham radio is a good hobby, and people should enjoy it the way they want to enjoy it.
As I said, has applications outside of radio. You know, you're paralyzed, you've had a major stroke, you could blink in Morse code, if nothing else.
True, that's very true. But hey, my phone is ringing, stand by, I gotta take this call. This is W2JKT, stand by for me. JKT, I'm back.
That's in the mail. Okay, car title, it's good. Yeah, you know, so Morse code. What was it, there was one story that goes back to the Cold War. Was it Francis Gary Powers? When the Russians captured him, they paraded him around the TV on the Russian television. I think he sent a message and he was blinking in Morse code or something, or at least that was the rumor. So, you know, you could also use it as a covert form of communication. You know, that's the same thing, I guess, that American Sign Language is good for. Something else I'd almost be interested in learning.
Impressed with people who can sign. You know, I watched a couple of YouTube videos on how to do some basic things, but I never really had the time to put any real effort into it. But yeah, it's always impressive when people can communicate in, you know, by means that are not, you know, what we really do normally. You know, sign language, Morse code, you know, beating on drums, whatever it is. You know, those methods of communication are always pretty neat.
Some Native American tribe smoke signals. I guess you would light a fire and using a blanket or a rawhide or something. Various African tribes, the drums. The thing about the jungle drums is that's one of those sounds that carries a long, long way in that environment. So that actually has practical use too. You know, the jungle drum relay station, because you can hear that miles away. And I forget where it was. It was some island off of Spain, maybe, or somewhere there. There's a, they developed a code that's like whistling, because you can hear a whistle over a great, great long distance, more further than you can hear a voice. So, some island off the Spanish coast or the English coast, they developed some kind of whistling language.
But, Len, I think that was your name. My boss has texted me and wants me to call into a 3:30 meeting here. So I'm going to sign with you and say 73, and thanks for the conversation. I hope you have a great day. You know, maybe if I'm still on the road after this meeting, I can call back out again. But, hey, have a great day. It was good talking to you, Best 73. This is W2JKT.
W2BNG. All right, 73s, you have a good one. Hope your meeting goes well. We'll talk to you later.
HKX KO4 NUE. 4HKX KO4 NUE.
HKX, what's up, Chad?
Hey, boss man, what's going on? You busy?
Sit down in the truck, getting ready to pull out.
I hear you. Good deal. That was good timing then, wasn't it?
Good timing.
Have a good day.
About it on the air.
Do I need to watch the news?
Okay. Hey, Chad, will you give me a phone call right quick?
Yeah, roger that. KO4 NUE, clear.
KO4 HKX, clear.